Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Boomer Esiason is brought to you this week by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, and he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Boomer.
Hey, good morning, Greg and company. How are you guys doing today? You're all back together, I see.
We're doing great. Not as good as you, though, because there's nothing better than walking in to do a radio show and finding out that you can talk for 4 hours about a baseball GM who is sexting photos of his penis to people.
Oh, I know. This is going to be crazy this morning, man. It's just, I don't know. Is this the new normal? I just figured that's what it is. So, Danielle, has this ever happened to you?
Yes.
Unsolicited. Unsolicited. Not from any of us yet.
No. Yours would be medical question terms, I guess.
All right. Jermaine, have you ever done this?
Only to my wife.
Okay.
Many a times.
Sounds like something you would have done.
Well, yeah, but you know, Boomer, I'm old, so it was fax. I sent it to you.
Fax. Jesus God. You just never know what you're going to wake up to, I guess, right?
That's right. Well, listen, has Tom Brady officially won the divorce from Bill Belichick?
I think so. Yeah. You know, we talked all season long about how they wouldn't be judged until they got to the playoffs. And I think he's got 368 pass attempts without an interception. It's the longest in NFL history in a row. Everything he's done down there is exactly why they brought him down there. It's the same reason why John Elway and the Denver Broncos went all in on Peyton Manning years ago. You know, you bring a presence into that building, you know, a franchise that has lost its winning ways or really hadn't any winning ways. And he brings it to them, and he brings just a whole different feel to the team. And, you know, when he's on the field, you know, you feel like they're going to get things done. There's no question about that. But look at the defense and look how the defense is reacting to having him as their quarterback. And I just think it's obvious to everybody that it truly is a quarterback-driven league, especially when you got somebody that is dedicated and committed like Tom is.
Yeah, and I think you look at that team being 7-9 last year, and I don't know that I thought that Tom Brady would make that much of a difference and would do it that quickly.
You know, early on in the season, everybody was talking about, you know, Bruce Arians going after him and, you know, in the media and all this other stuff. And we in the media like to blow everything out of proportion, of course.
What?
But no. it was interesting that, like, dedication really is something. You know, when they go after these players and they decide to draft players and, yeah, of course you got to have the talent and everything. But really the one question that is always asked of every single player now, especially over the last 10 years or so, is how dedicated are you to ball? How dedicated are you to being the best that you can possibly be? Or are you going to be distracted by other things? And Tom Brady and Peyton Manning are two guys that actually exemplify the extreme of that. I mean, they are dedicated to a degree that we've never really ever seen before. As great as my generation of quarterbacks may have been, I don't believe any of us put the time and effort in the offseason that these guys do, and it's one of the reasons why Tom can play well into his 40s and doesn't look like he's slowing down anytime soon. And, you know, quite frankly, he's older than Drew Brees, and he looked like he was 10 years younger on Sunday.
Speaking of Arians, what did you make of him saying that he allows Tom to coach and that Bill did not?
Wow, that's an interesting thing. You know, what level of coaching? Is Tom out there with a whistle around his neck and, you know, running drills? I don't think so. You know, all quarterbacks want decisiveness from the players we play with. So if I call a player and Jermaine is the tight end and he's going to run a route as opposed to just, you know, put his hands down on the ground and block, you know, I want to know where he's going and how he's reading the defense. So when you hear guys talking about putting in the work is not just lifting weights and you know, trying to be as fast as you possibly can be. Putting in the work is really connecting with your quarterback and making sure that when you both are out on the field and you have a high anxiety situation, that you're both going to see the game the same way. And that takes time and it takes practice and it takes spending time together. You can't be around screwing around and running the clubs and doing all this other crap. You have to work together every single day. And I think that's where the coaching comes in. You know, Peyton Manning did that in Denver. Hell, I did that in Cincinnati back in the 80s. You know, I would always, after practice, work extra plays with certain guys that I didn't feel comfortable with on Sunday just to make sure they knew what I was expecting if we called a play and they were in the, on the field. So I think that's the type of coaching that really, truly great quarterbacks do. And if you watch during the game, you'll see the top-end quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes. You'll see Josh Allen now doing it because he's actually growing into that that role. They'll talk to their teammates throughout the game, and they'll discuss patterns. They'll look at that the iPad or whatever, the Surface Pro on the sideline, and they'll discuss what they want to do when they get back on the field. So I guess that is a form of coaching.
Boomer, one of the things that we've kind of discussed all season long, especially on the show here, is the expectations of this football team. When they put this team together, the Tampa Bay Bucs, it looks like they were putting a team together to get at least to the NFC Championship game, and that's where they are. When you saw this team put together on paper, what was your expectations for Tom Brady and this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team?
I said early on that they would make the playoffs. There's no question about that. I don't know if they would have won the division simply because it was going to take a while for them to finally figure it all out, especially with adding pieces like Leonard Fournette late and Antonio Brown late and Rob Gronkowski. At least he was there at the beginning when Tom first got there. It was going to take a while for everybody to get on the same page. You know, you're playing in a very high anxiety situation. We watch it on TV. We say, man, that looks good. That looks easy. But there's all hell breaking loose. You know this, Jermaine. There's all hell breaking loose all around you. And you want everybody seeing clearly. You want everybody relaxing. You want everybody kind of just playing the best that they can be because they don't want to get their brain in front of them and screw them up. So that's the thing that Brady and a Manning and, you know, other great quarterbacks, even Drew Brees for years and years and years, did that down there with New Orleans. So I just think, to me, I knew they were going to make the playoffs. I knew that they would be judged on what they did in the playoffs. And the fact now that they're on the road in Lambeau is going to be very, very difficult. If they lose, they've won. They've won in, as far as I'm concerned. They brought a winner in, and he has taken them all the way to the NFC Championship game. And they're playing a great team that is playing more physical than they have over the last 10 years. And it showed itself last week against the number one defense in the LA Rams.
Boomer, I'm curious. I'm watching the Bills game Saturday night, and Tre'Davious White had his gator up over his mouth, if not his nose, for the game. And I'm watching this like, that can't be a comfortable way to play a sport, especially at the professional level. Can you imagine having to wear a mouth covering like that during play?
No, I can't. Isn't Boston University requiring teams that come on their campus to wear a mask when they try to play? I was watching a basketball game with BU. I don't know who they were playing, but all the guys had the mask down around their chins.
Right.
It wasn't covering anything. It would be really difficult for me, Danielle. I mean, especially as a quarterback trying to communicate. And I could see the coaches really having a hard time communicating. And even to the point where Andy Reid's got this, I don't know what he's wearing on his face, but the reason it looks like the way it does is because he has his microphone underneath the mask.
Right.
So he feels more comfortable communicating with Patrick Mahomes. But I just... You know, it's I guess it's each individual player's choice to do what they want to do. I know for me, I would really have a hard time wearing that mask and playing.
Speaking of Mahomes, you said after the game that you were confident that he is going to play on Sunday. Is that a gut feeling, or have you heard something from the organization?
No, I haven't heard anything from the organization. That's a gut feeling, and it's if I were in that situation, I'd be playing. And Patrick Mahomes is a hell of a lot better than I am and a hell of a lot more impactful for his team. Believe me, he feels the pressure like we all have felt the pressure before, that you got to be out there with your team. Sounds to me like they were trying to downplay the whole concussion thing, and they were saying it's possibly a nerve thing, and it was more of a body concussion than it was a...
I couldn't figure out how it happened.
He drove his head into the ground.
He didn't, though.
But he hit head first.
He had his arm around his head, which I know the neck thing. I just couldn't figure out.
Doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't, and especially if they catch you the right way on the shoulder. You could have a body concussion. It doesn't mean that you have to hit your head in order to have the concussion. If the blow is strong enough and hard enough, and again, like we're watching it on TV, it seems like a rather innocent tackle, but when you go up around the neck and you're hitting a guy on the side of the neck, you can basically, you know, cause a concussion. But all the things that Andy Reid has said the last 2 days is that Patrick has met or exceeded every one of the protocol requirements. He'll practice most likely tomorrow. They have today off, so he'll if he practices tomorrow, that will be like step three or four in the process, and there are five different steps that you got to get through. I don't see how he isn't playing against the Bills. I feel really comfortable saying that.
Speaking of concussions, here's a question from Wiggy.
Listen, I've had several in my day, Boomer, several in my day. But one thing you talked about is you talked about Brady playing into his mid-40s. The thing that I look at that's going to be fascinating here, and, you know, basically from here on with Tom Brady, is how long this guy plays for, because he's playing at a tremendously high level. And if they are to lose against the Green Bay Packers, I know next year he just has one more year left on his deal. Do we see him potentially getting another extension down there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
As long as he doesn't get hurt, and if the Bucs are smart, they would give him extension to reduce the cap hit for next year so they can keep some of these players. You know, he's got a lot of good players around him. They drafted Tristan Wirfs in the first round of tackle, who's had a great season. They'll most likely move him to left tackle next year because he's really been good at right tackle, but he was drafted to be their long-term solution at left tackle. As long as they can keep the running backs, Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette. I didn't realize, and I forgot maybe, that Leonard Fournette was as good as he was coming out of the backfield catching balls. So he's got a lot of really good players around him. If he can keep the group around him, with the salary cap going down, and Tom has had a history of being able to do this and taking less money. I don't know if he will, but I think it would be smart. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some sort of maybe one-year extension that would just lessen the cap hit for Tampa next year so they can keep some of these players.
All right, the quarterback question of the week for Boomer is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. They have offices in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire. Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, northeastmenshealth.com. And it comes from a 617 texter this morning wanting to know where you stand on the rule calling for the touchback if the offensive player fumbles in the out of the end zone.
That's a very good question. For years, I've been against this rule. I think it's too extreme. I said it on Sunday. I'll say it again. Every year we have a CBS meeting with the NFL, all the networks do, and the NFL does a good job. They always ask the ex-players, you know, if there was one rule in the league that you could change, what would it be? And it's always this rule. I just think that I think it's extreme. And really where I would put it, what I would do is I would take it and put it back on the 20-yard line, and whatever down it is, it's that down on the 20-yard line. So in other words, if I think that was probably second or third down. If that were third down and Rashard Higgins fumbled the ball through the end zone, it would now be fourth down, but it would be Cleveland ball on the 20-yard line of the Kansas City Chiefs. So they could line up and still kick a field goal. I just don't like the penalty. I've never liked it. It's not a penalty, but it's just it's a rule. And I don't like it, and I think it's just far too extreme.
All right, who do you like Sunday?
So I do like Green Bay, and I do like Kansas City, assuming that that Patrick Mahomes is playing. And we at CBS couldn't be happier, really, with any of the quarterback combinations going into Super Bowl 54. But if it is Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, true. All right, Boomer. Thank you. We'll talk to you.
Okay, guys, later. Have a great week, man. And I'm sure this morning is going to be very interesting around here. See you guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.